Blog Talk Radio.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. Good vibrations.
Welcome to Positive Living Vibrations with Sarah. How is everybody doing today? At the top of the hour, I'd just like to send my blessings to all the people that were involved in that tragedy at the marathon. Senseless violence like this serves nobody, and it is a time that the world started to change and not allow it anymore. My blessings out to everybody who is concerned with that. But today, we are going to be talking about Ring Shui. Now, I had no idea about Ring Shui until I spoke with Barbara Berg today, who's coming on the show. And what a fascinating subject, to think that the rings that you wear on your fingers have significant meanings and actually could change your life. Very, very interesting. But first, I'd like to take a moment to make an announcement. In the future, you're going to see on my banners for my shows a different name. 30 years ago today, I got married. 12 years ago, I got divorced. And I have been still using the same name. But you know, I've decided to make a change. I'm embracing my divaism, and I have changed my working name now from Sarah Toe to Sarah Troy. Move over, Helen of Troy. Sarah's in town. So when you see this new name, it is Sarah Troy from now on. I've embraced it openly, and it feels right. You can go to my site, choosepositiveliving.com, and you can see everything about me up there. And also anything to do with my shows is on the Authentic You site as well. So Sarah Cho is happy to make your acquaintance. It does seem very apropos today in making this announcement of my new name, the fact that it is about Ring Shui. So what is Ring Shui? Well, we're going to find this out in a moment, but a quick story on Feng Shui, which I'm sure most of you have heard about. It's the positioning of your environment, making sure that your qi, your energy, is not going in one door and right out the other, and that it has a wonderful flow in your home. Many years ago, my daughter had a neck injury, and no one could make sense of it. She hadn't done anything to hurt herself, and it came on very suddenly. We were renovating our house at the time, and the backyard was all dug up. Her father, who is Chinese, looked outside our daughter's window and saw roots from an old tree sticking out of the ground, and it looked like the head of a dragon. My daughter is the year of the dragon. So he decided to go outside and dig it up. He dug up the tree, released it from the ground, and we took her to her therapy. Well, the therapist was blown away. Suddenly, her neck had no stiffness. She could turn it perfectly, and she was no longer in pain. They were completely baffled, but we thought, okay, feng shui. The dragon's neck was stuck, and so was hers. So positioning of things in your life is the qi and the energy. It goes in the same in your body as well as your environment. So it kind of makes sense when you're looking at what the rings do for us. My guest, Barbara Berg, has spent her life both professionally and personally working to have balance between work, play, love, and being that individual that she really is. At the age of 59, she started to catch on that it's all important to take time, to not take seriously, not to take life quite so seriously. And that is easier said than done. I'm 58, and redirections can be hard, but you know, it's not impossible, and you've just got to look upon it as a new adventure. She's a frequent radio show guest, hosts her own, and finally has come to appreciate that every day and seemingly ordinary moments in your life are about love. And it helps you to find where you're going in life and live life freely. We all need a little love in our life, don't we? Especially amongst things that have happened in the last 48 hours. Ring Shui is more about moving your rings to change your life. Barbara has authored a book on this and many other fun and enlightening books, and they're on my site under Storefront. You can purchase directly from there, and the show link is on there as well if you wish to listen again. That's choosepositiveliving.com. And if you scroll down, you can buy it directly from there. Barbara has been in private practice in Rancho Kangamonga as a licensed clinical social worker since 1992, and she specializes in midlife crisis, amongst many other things. Was it not Beyoncé that says, put a ring on it? Well, Barbara says that the right singer is described as sincerely hopeful and tells the world you're willing to wait for your dreams and not just to date anybody who comes along. Wearing your ring here shows you are now ready to do what it takes to fulfill your heart's desire. So, Barbara, please do come on and tell us more.
Sarah, I have to tell you, I was going through a divorce in 1997. And as I was making my departure from my marriage, I started wearing rings on my middle fingers. I did not even realize that meant anything. So I'm going through divorce, and I had written my first book, What to Do When Life is Driving You Crazy. It was really, should I stay in this marriage or should I go? I decided to leave. As I left, I realized a number of the same issues I had while I was married seemed to follow me. And I went to my chiropractor one day, and he does wonderful work chiropractically, and he looked down at my hands. He said, Barbara, take those rings off your middle fingers. You're going to want love again in your life, and it's only going to bring you more conflict. I just took the rings off, listened to him, I trusted him, and in my private practice, as I was working on my second book, How to Escape the No-Win Trap of Making the Same Mistakes Over and Over Again, I started looking at my clients' hands. Would you know, Sarah, the women and then the men I started working with, when they were constantly wearing rings on their middle fingers, they brought more trouble to their lives. And while they said they wanted love, they were really pushing it away. And then I started noticing a whole new pattern. I thought I was crazy. I kept it in for a couple years even. And then I was asked to do an interview. And the woman I was doing the interview with said, well, what are we going to talk about today? I initially said, hand shui, and I just poured it all out, and that became the first book. It turned into Ring Shui. I'm happy to tell you what I found out.
Please do. This is quite fascinating.
Well, over the past 25 years, I call it an epidemic in jewelry-wearing behavior. The fastest-growing trend of women, and now men are getting involved, of where we place our rings is our middle fingers. And what I observe socially, I do a lot of social observation, is that as we're moving into it's my turn kind of energy, we often place our rings on our middle finger, not even knowing it correlates to trying to be independent. However, over time, it can be isolating. You can be self-protected with your heart. And after I came out with my first version of Ring Shui, I met an astrologer and a hand analyst, Lisa Greenfield. She's amazing. And she said, Barbara, everything you observed follows the astrological energy of the fingers already. And what I noticed totally correlates with the different gods that rule the fingers. And Saturn is the god of the middle finger. Saturn was a control freak. He could make things happen, but not very long. And so when you notice someone wearing a ring on their left middle finger, and women's energy is often a little different from men's still, the left hand means I can do it myself, I don't need you, I can pick up the tab, which is fine. But if you do it forever, you'll be tired. On the right hand, it means if the going gets tough, I'm going to leave you before you leave me.
Very interesting. And, you know, you kind of think about how marriage used to be. It was like ownership, wasn't it? You know, a woman was being owned by a man, so kind of you think about that ring being put on that finger of, you know, binding someone to a kind of an emotional contract. So, interesting, very interesting.
Also, in that ownership, without thinking quite often and maybe sometimes thinking, we set ourselves up to be dependent on someone and having to go with their concept of how to do things. And as we've moved more into independence, when you wear a ring on your middle finger, it's angry independence, like I'll show you. Interestingly enough, I found when I move my ring sometimes to my right and then left index finger, that's a new transformational way of cooperation, coordinating, and connecting for new energy, like healing from what happened yesterday. and many other tragedies, when you're letting go and releasing and looking for new ways to connect, the index fingers are your power and empowerment fingers. Those are the Jupiter fingers. He was the king of the gods in the way. He was the quickest manifester of things that are new, good, hopeful, and positively manifesting. As you're going through your change in your name, Sarah, when you wear a ring on your right index finger, it says, I'm releasing the old, putting out the new that I want you to know about me, and I want to connect with you so we're mutually positive with each other. Very different energy from the middle finger.
Oh, a ring's going on that finger tonight, that's for sure.
It's a great way to go. Now, this is a very interesting piece. The right hand is the hand out to the world, the do hand. When you shake your hand to someone, you generally shake with your right hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's the energy of I'm putting myself out to the world. This is who I am. The left hand is the more private, intimate hand. So that's the hand of the beloved. Generally, when someone gives you a ring on the left ring finger, that's the Apollo finger. The right ring finger is the Apollo finger also, but they're different energies of self, real self-love. The left hand, when someone gives you a ring to the left Apollo finger, that's the landmark beloved ring. If you put your own ring on that finger, which many of us do, quite often going through divorces, also changes, it means I am taking care of myself within my own love right now, and I'm not ready to overly connect with you for a long-term commitment. The right Apollo ring means I am sincerely hopeful that my love will come and find me and put a ring on my left ring finger. So those truly are landmark fingers to the heart of love.
Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
If we're in a new age, we're in new liberation of women, of making choices. If they do commit to somebody in a marriage or in a commitment, can they actually choose to not put it on their left finger and put it on their right hand as a commitment to marriage so that they don't lose their identity?
That's a good point, Sarah. Many cultures through the years have already done that anyway, quite often in Eastern Europe and other parts around the world. We are totally reinventing how to even do relationship now, and there are different levels of interdependence rather than dependence, and different levels of how much are we committed and who's going to be dependent upon and interdependent upon to do what. So when you do put a ring on the right ring finger, it is holding yourself in stance of self-love. When you're in couple form and you both agree to which way you're going to do it, even having a ritual for it or a way of committing to it, what it means, it will work for you. There is that self-love of knowing your worth on the right hand and then showing of the beloved on the left hand, and you can get a ring for someone else also. Either finger is fine. What you intentionally put to that energy is between the two of you, and the more you let other people know where you stand about it, the more powerful it will be.
Mm-hmm. And do you actually find that more people today are making kind of spiritual commitments, a commitment to friends and family without actually going the legal way?
Absolutely. I think people want to know where their power and empowerment really is, what changes and what similarities they can make, and they're being very, very creative about it. And I think we need to welcome that. And even if someone else's way of doing it isn't the way we would do it, we need to welcome the differences. Viva la difference, even more than ever. And when you have a ring on the Apollo finger and then also the index finger on the right one, it means you're putting out to the world that I want to cooperate and hear from you. Now, what's very interesting is the right index finger is putting your energy out to the world. The left index finger is the queen bee. And while I have written so much of women being in receiving role of the left index finger, I'm saying now there are men, too. Some men are more in the giving on the right index finger, and some men are more receivers. So wherever the energy is in the relationship, you wear the ring where it fits for you.
And can you wear them on both hands at the same time?
Yes, and that's when you really feel the synergy. Like when I'm really rocking and rolling, I am married to someone for 6 years, and when I moved my ring, I had a whole new energy and met someone totally different from who I was attracting. So I have a wedding ring on my left Apollo. I wear a ring on my right Apollo, and that's for stability and ongoing love for self and others. When you have a ring also going on at the same time, both index fingers, that's I'm committed to positive change. So you don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Right.
You want to keep the stable rings going on that ring finger. And then for change at the same time, you're releasing what needs to be released and you're bringing in what needs to come in. If you've got those four fingers going all at the same time, you are rocking and rolling. Those fingers are your friend.
Tell me about the pinky, because I love pinky rings.
Very interesting with the pinky. That's the Mercury finger. Mercury was Jupiter's son. He was a lot of fun. Sometimes he would be a trickster, so he would help Jupiter, but sometimes he'd kind of play games on you. So you want to watch the pinky ring. I don't think it's a good idea all the time. But mm-hmm. if you wear a pinky ring next to the Apollo ring, that can support the coupling or the individual love that you have within yourself. If it's all by itself, though, the pinky ring is like on the left-hand side, I'm abundant by myself, I don't need anyone, and I'm not a team player. The right pinky means I like my freedom more than anything else, which is fine. However, if you're in a coupling relationship, you'll be more inclined to be the taker.
Right, and actually kind of that fits very much with that independence that I seeked and re-identity over the last few years where I was drawn to that pinky ring in self-discovery. So
absolutely,
kind of
and it's
that.
A time. There are times in our life where it's all about me.
Yeah.
I'm going through this period, and it's a process. And the more you know mm-hmm. what you're doing with intention, how long you're going to do it for, what it means for you, you go, girl, because it's all about knowing what the energy really is. And can we talk about the thumbs? They are a
Please, threat. I was about to ask you about the thumbs, especially as you're seeing so much more of a trend of it now. It seems to be quite commonplace to see a ring on the thumb now.
That is very right. And accessory-wise, it is growing, but you've got to hear the thumb.
Mm-hmm.
So on the first knuckle down to the hand, that is actually a joint that's the Venus joint. Venus could throw herself out to a man, and she was known for loosening her girdle and having a great time with Vulcan, who was her husband, and all kinds of other guys, too. She would throw herself with abandonment, and you go, girl. But the top part of the knuckle is Rhea. She's quite the goddess, and she was Jupiter's mother. She was all about rules first, do the ritual first, obligation first, don't think about yourself. So if you see that thumb ring, it's really about throwing yourself into caring about others, forgetting about yourself with abandonment. Can I share with you, Sarah? The right thumb, you can get chronic long-term illnesses if you wear that there all the time. It's amazing. When I go to any kind of a health line to go to the doctor and I'm standing in line, I'll see a lot of thumb rings on the right thumb. It's about control in a way without realizing it and wanting to do so much for others, they don't take care of themselves. And then you wonder why they're never picking up their underwear and you're taking care of everybody. That's the right thumb. The left thumb, you got to hear this one. The left thumb is about doing everybody else's job, and when they ask you to do it, you'll do it for five other people, and you'll follow orders. And that is fine if that's what you want to do. But over time, you can feel like you never get enough credit, and you're doing all the mundane jobs for everyone else. And this is very fast growing.
Yeah.
Is that amazing?
Yes, and that's it kind of is almost contradictory to, you know, the liberation of women's independence where you're seeing so much of this, you know, ring wearing on the thumbs. Because it's kind of contradictory. I want to be independent, I want to think of things for myself, but then I'm gonna wear this ring on my thumb that says I really want to follow rules and regulations. Because
you know what's so precious about that? And woman to woman, we have so much energy in different ways we go about connecting that we don't even realize that quite often as women, while we want to go into an independence and thinking for ourselves, we can still carry without realizing an over-motherly, smotherly way about ourselves, which is while we want to be independent, we're overdoing for others in a subconscious way, not realizing we can't get them unless we take care of everyone else, not realizing that is not the case. That is not high self-esteem.
Right. You know, I always say that you need to place the importance upon you first. You know, oxygenate yourself. You cannot serve anybody else if you're empty. So the filling of oneself is first. You know, be abundant. Let your cup run over and you'll run all over everybody else and empower them. So
which
we
is a
really
great way
need to take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sarah, you're so right on. So when you wear a ring on the Apollo and or Jupiter finger, that's taking the oxygen for yourself first and having so much energy that you can connect and cooperate with others in a very positive way. The thumb and middle finger means you end up being exhausted, doing everything yourself, and being overly protective with your heart. I have found people when they're having a rough time, if they're already wearing rings on their thumb and their middle finger, it's only going to get harder. And this is too trendy and popular, not realizing what it means.
Exactly. I'd like to ask a question between the ring shui and actually somebody's astrology sign. Is there a connection?
That's a very good point. As I'm looking at it, I have to say I can be looking at that even more. I would say someone who's quite the Leo, and I'm close to a Leo, might enjoy wearing those pinky rings because they are hot stuff and they like doing it their own way, which is just fine. The Casanova finger, do watch it. I would say in terms of the cooperative, out there, kind of connecting, kind of earthy thing, some of the Virgos do pretty well with the index fingers, but any of the signs, when you really get how you want to put yourself out to the world, a very creative, amazing, just transformative way, that index finger is really everybody's friend.
Right.
Every
so in the moment, when we're looking at everything is interactive, isn't it? And so what you're really wanting to do is find complementary. We're always telling people to stop sending out the wrong signs, but we don't realize, like the ring shui, how you know that we're sending out these signs that are sending conflicting messages to people, and we're wondering why we're getting whatever reaction we're getting back.
And it's amazing how when you talk to people, you have a listening, often a middle finger ring wearer will say something like, I like taking care of myself, even though they're exhausted, and deep down they don't trust that anyone else is out there for them. And when you wear a ring on your middle finger, you're attracting people you can't trust. So you have good reason to be alone. It perpetuates itself. I went through that not even knowing it.
Right. And I think actually that's part of the healing process, isn't it, when you're coming out of a marriage or out of a,
you
know. Good
darn. And that's a good point, Sarah. There's that time where I'm going up the mountain myself, honey. Mm. I'm going through this divorce. It's a rough time, and I'm going to be transformative in my own way for right now. It's going to be my way. And I also want
to
say, yeah, and at times it does, like if you're putting yourself through graduate school, if you're getting in a schooner and going around the world on a boat by yourself, you're doing it yourself. That's quite a bit of self-contained energy, and you just want to know you're doing it. And also astrologically, I'll be checking out that even more. I want to say something else in terms of women. We have to give ourselves credit for how complex we can make our emotions, and even there are those of us who even when we say we're going to take care of ourselves more, we're still overtaking care of other people to the point where we're willing to do long-term suffering and be hopeful in the wrong place. Can I throw a line to you on that one?
Please do.
What I've observed, and it's blowing my mind because it pretty much holds true, there is what I call a deadly combination when someone is wearing a ring on the right middle finger and the right ring finger. at the same time over a long period of time. What that can mean is they have such long-term love and they're sincerely hopeful, they can be connected to a situation or a person too long that's causing them suffering, or they may be causing the suffering, and they're willing to hang in there. So you've got the ring on the right middle finger, which is crash and burn, along with the long-term self-love and other love on the right ring finger. You put that in a combo, they're willing to wait forever and hope that a suffering situation will get better, and it won't.
Nope, it won't, folks. Please hear that. It won't. Take those rings off and redirect. First off,
I couldn't believe it, and I have to share with you, when I looked at old pictures of where I was in my marriage and where I was wearing rings, I saw there was a point where I was wearing a ring on my right middle finger and my right ring finger, and I was suffering, and I didn't know what to do, and I didn't know that the ring would connotate that information.
It's so interesting. I remember when I decided to divorce, I took my rings off. And it wasn't like I'm single and available. It was that my commitment is no longer here. So for me to keep the ring on was being dishonest with that commitment. And, of course, I come from a very English traditional background. To take your ring off was somehow being disrespectful to your family or to your children because they have that name. And it's, you may be divorced, but to take that ring off is kind of almost saying that your children are now bastards, which is kind of,
I am so proud of you, Sarah, because when you took that ring off, you were clearly making a statement, my heart's no longer in this, and I can't live a double life with my own hands, with my own self.
Yes.
So that was a very honest, authentic thing to do.
Tradition is something very hard for some people, though, to let go of, isn't it? So,
absolutely, and that is right on, because that's where good old Rhea on the top knuckle of the thumb lives. Tradition, obligation first. And even when people are trying to step out there and be themselves, often they don't realize how ingrown it is within them.
I have another question for you. It's to do with energy healing. Now, I know personally, people will have magnificent hands with that energy healing. I'm more of an emotional healer, not a hands-on energy healer. But when you've got somebody who has those healing hands, it's incredible. You know, Reiki and other types of energy healing.
I love Reiki.
Absolutely wonderful. But would rings conflict with that energy? That if they're using that energy on you, or would rings enhance some of the energy for them?
Quite often when I've had Reiki, when I look back, the Reiki person, while they're working on me, has probably had no rings on at all. And sometimes that the energy with the ring may or may not conflict, but sometimes they just feel better, I think, not having any rings or anything complicating their hands. Not everybody's into rings when they're working with that kind of energy, massage or Reiki, or even hands-on other kinds of healing. So I would have to say it's up to them.
Would you suggest wearing a ring afterwards to regroup their energy?
Sometimes people do take their rings off. I mean, I'm a psychotherapist, interestingly, and I will wear rings on my index finger and my ring finger. And I actually can feel sometimes when I'm deep into right brain thinking with the therapy I'm doing, I'll find myself taking off the rings from my index fingers because it's overwhelming. It's getting too much of me in there. So I just sort of take them off so I don't overwhelm the whole situation.
Now,
sometimes people can get overwhelmed.
We're running out of time here, and I want everybody to know how to get hold of you. I know already. Where did it go? Will you please tell everybody how they can get hold of you and what you have to offer, because we're down to a minute and a half.
Okay. Well, what I do have to offer is please email me at Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, at ringshui.com. If you email me with your situation and where you're wearing your rings, I'll be happy to email you back or leave your phone number and give a free 15-minute consult on where are you with your energy, what's your intention, or where are you going. I really care. I really hope for all 7 billion people of us to really get the ring thing so we're in the ding together. Please contact me again at Barbara@ringshui.com. Check out ringshui.com on the website. I'd love to hear from you.
Wonderful. And if you've missed that, folks, it's on Authentic You site, and it's also on my site, Choose Positive Living.
Thank you.
It'll still be up to the end of the month. And don't forget her books. They're all on my storefront.
Thank you, Sarah.
It will then get moved to archive, so you have all this information ready to pass on to everybody. And remember, it's easy. Cut and paste, send it off to somebody, change their lives, change their situation. Thank you so much for being on, Barbara. I cannot believe how fast this has gone.
It was so fast. It was so great to be with you, Sarah. Good luck. It was lovely to just be with you on the air.
Oh, wonderful. Fantastic. And so, folks, pay attention to those fingers and where you really want your energy to be. So thank you so much, Barbara.
Thanks again. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. So next week we're actually going to have a spiritual astrologer on the show, and she actually is with Authentic You. She has her own show, Janet Hickox, and we're going to be actually talking about your astrology versus the Diva True Colors and how they interact with each other. So your personality colors and also your astrology meaning, and it will give you an understanding more of who you are, why you make the decisions that you do, what they have in common, and understanding your life. So it's going to be really quite intriguing. So please do tune in next week. And once again, my blessings go out to the world in healing with everybody in every aspect of their life. Love to everybody. Have a wonderful week. Thank you, folks.
Good vibration.